USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. A grand jury in New York that's been hearing testimony in the Trump-Stormy Daniels alleged hush money case are scheduled to reconvene on Wednesday. The local DA is considering whether to indict former President Donald Trump on campaign finance violations. On Tuesday, in a tweet, adult film star Stormy Daniels, central to the case, told a commenter that if Trump goes to jail, she will dance down the street. She was responding to a question about whether she took the hush money in order to frame Trump. China should press Russia to pull troops out of Ukraine if Beijing wants to play a role in ending the war.
Mr. Putin could stop bombing hospitals. He could stop bombing schools. He could stop launching Iranian drones into civilian infrastructure. He could stop the forcible deportation of young kids, thousands of them.
That's what National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters. Kirby's remarks come as Chinese President Xi Jinping continues meetings with Vladimir Putin and signed agreements to deepen economic cooperation between their two countries. China has issued a proposal for ending the war in Ukraine. TikTok has announced ways the app plans to filter content differently.
The social media site says they are updating their rules and standards. That includes revising guidelines for the online platform that will focus on improving content moderation, including content altered by AI technology. TikTok also says they will restrict mature content to users under the age of 18. The leader of the company is set to testify before Congress. I'm John Schaefer.
And the majority of Californians are still under some form of weather alert as another atmospheric river slams the state. On Tuesday, more than 35 million people were under weather alerts and over 170,000 customers lost power. Several inches of rainfall are expected, especially across Southern California. Officials are worried the heavy rain will worsen flood conditions from the last atmospheric river, which ended just days ago. This is USA News.
Remember customer service? Yeah, it's almost a lost art. Almost, because actually MediShare is nailing it when it comes to caring for their members. No wonder MediShare gets double the satisfaction rating compared to health insurance. Imagine, you get to talk to actual people, and they're for you.
We're all here for the same thing. We want what's best for the members.
How am I going to help this member today that has come across my desk? How am I going to make sure that what they need is what they get? And as fast as possible.
So, yeah, you'll love the savings with MediShare. There's no doubt about that. But the way you're treated is just plain refreshing.
To be able to pray with them before actually disconnecting that call, you just get goosebumps. And you know it's God, you know, just leading you to that person.
You can save a lot. But as always, it's people who make the difference. Call now. They are great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Thousands of workers at California's largest school district are on strike. Christina spoke about the decision to walk off the job in Los Angeles.
We work for the children. We are always here for the children, and we just want you to listen to us. Hear us, please. You're investing in us. Please invest in us, because we are worth it, Mr. Cavallo. We're worth it.
The district has closed its campuses on Tuesday as 65,000 district employees walked out. Local 99 SEIU, which represents 30,000 support employees, called for the strike after more than a year of failed contract talks. A Dallas high school student is in the hospital after he was shot on campus. WFAA-TV reports the student was shot in the parking lot of Thomas Jefferson High School Tuesday afternoon as classes were letting out. This the second shooting at a DFW high school campus in the past 2 days. A now paralyzed man is suing rapper French Montana in a South Florida restaurant for a video shoot which turned violent back in January.
It is no secret that when you cut corners, people get hurt and lives are changed forever.
Carlos Wilkerson Jr.'s attorney, Marwan Porter, says there was negligence. Wilkerson Jr. was among 10 people shot outside the Miami Gardens restaurant during the production of a music video he was directing. Police have not made any arrests and say an investigation is ongoing. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.